This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. Brothers and sisters in Islam, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بإذن الله تعالى, this is the 8th lecture from the series Believe in Allah سبحانه وتعالى in light of the Quran and the Sunnah. And tonight, بإذن الله تعالى, we would like to talk about the principles regarding the attributes of Allah, how you understand them. Last lecture, if you recall, we spoke about the principles regarding the names. And if you recall, at the very beginning of the lecture, we distinguished, we mentioned the difference between the name and the attribute. And inshallah tonight, let's talk about the attributes and the principles which guard these attributes. But very quickly, I came across a beautiful talk of Imam, one of the Imam Ibn Battal, أو بطال رحمه الله regarding قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من أحصاها دخل الجنة regarding حديث أبي هريرة the agreed upon hadith that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has 99 names whoever does إحصاء for them he will enter جنة we mentioned that you memorize them, that's number one. You understand them properly, that's number two. Number three, that you implement them. Now, not all the names you can implement them. Like in the sense of Ismullah al-Jabbar, for example. The strong, the oppressor, or the one who fixes, or... This is a name which you must believe in, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above everybody. Or Ismullah al-Muqtadir, or Ismullah al-Azim. This does not mean that you make yourself azim. La. But you believe in the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But here is what he said, من الأسماء ما يسوغ الاقتداء به. Some of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is possible that you could implement them, your own. Like the name of Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. Huh? You could implement that yourself by being what? Merciful. Hatta fi hadith Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As, Irhamu man fil ardi. شوف الربط بين الاثنين. أول الحديث, the beginning of the hadith, الراحمون يرحمهم الله. Those who have mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will have mercy on them. And then he said, ارحموا من في الأرض يرحمكم من في السماء. So if you become merciful with the people, the one who is merciful will bestow his mercy upon you. والحديث الآخر في صلة الرحم, شوف, أنا الرحمن وهذا الرحم. I am the most merciful. I am the merciful. And this is الرحم. الرحم in English is the womb of the mother. شققت لها اسما من اسمي. I made the name of the womb in Arabic derives from my name الرحمن. Why? So you must have what? Mercy. شايفين يا إخوة العلا؟ There are some names which you can implement yourself, but other names ما اختص الله بها نفسه. They are العظيم, الجبار, المتكبر. For example, an ideal name, the one who possesses pride. Now, can you implement that yourself by being متكبر with the people? لا. هذا اسم. هذا اسم لله. فيختص به الله سبحانه وتعالى. Only Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the only one who can be attributed with that name. Now you must believe it and move on. And there are other names which carries wa'd, promise, that I will give you this and I will give you that. خلاص, you hope. هذا يفتح عليك باب الرجاء. And there are some names which threatens, wa'id, warnings. This should make you what? يفتح عليك باب الايه؟ الخوف. تخاف من الله سبحانه وتعالى. طيب, again, before we begin talking about the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like we said with the names, warning, 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 tahdhir, 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 this field of knowledge, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, which is the field of the names and the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this field, there is a great deal of dispute amongst the Muslims. A lot of the Muslims went astray in this area. Now our attitude is, anything that we dispute upon, we appoint who to be the judge. فَمَا اخْتَلَفْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَحُكْمُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. We go back to Allah, وآيات النساء, Allah and His Messenger. So we must understand the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way that the early generations understood it. But very quickly, because I see some new faces here, what is the difference between the name and the attribute? I just want to make sure that you get this, because if this is not established, then this may be confusing. For what is the difference? I want a brother to tell me what is the difference between the names of Allah and the attributes of Allah. Mustafa, go ahead. Excellent. You can derive attribute from the name, but you cannot derive a name from the attribute. What do you mean? Ismullah ar-Rahman, the name of Allah ar-Rahman, you derive from it what attribute? Ar-Rahmah, the mercy. Al-Ghafoor, al-Maghfira. Al-Qadir, al-Maqdira. العفو, العفو. So you derive attributes from the name. But can you do the opposite? Can you? You can't. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهِ. Allah blotted. What attribute are we talking about? The attribute of what? Blotting, المكر. Can you call Allah المكر? You can't. You cannot. Get it? So this is difference number one. Top difference number two. There is another difference. Yalla. وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَادْعُوهُ. When you call upon Allah, do you use the attributes or the names? Names. Can you say Ya Rahmah, Ya Af, Ya Maqdira, or you say Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim? So when you call upon Allah, you use what? The name, not the attribute. طيب. Now, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, صفة. in relation to our human minds. Pay attention يا إخوة, الكلام ده هيعجبكم طيب يعني, بس إيه, pay attention. Don't think about the streets, the cars, the bills. All right, just focus here. The attributes of Allah in relation to our human minds are two types. One type that we cannot reach, and one type we can deduce or figure out from the creation. The type which we cannot speculate or expect or assume, that's the word, easier word, that you say that Allah has a hand, Allah has a feet, Allah has a face. You can't say that. From your own mind, you must have what? You must have evidence. Because have you seen Allah? Yes or no? Can you see Allah in this dunya? Did anybody see Allah? Can somebody see Allah? There is anything of Allah's creation looks like Allah? So how in the world are you going to describe Allah with something that you did not know, you did not see? وَلَا تَقُفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادَ كُلُّ أُولَئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ عِلْمًا. يُحِيطُونَ بِمَنْ؟ Allah. You have no knowledge of Allah. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنْ عِلْمِهِ إِلَّا بِمَا. Only what He given you. You don't know anything about Allah except that which He given you. Meaning Quran and Sunnah. But there is another type. اسم الله القدير مثلا. المقدرة. The ability of Allah. Just look at the creation. الخلق. The other type, the other أفعال, the other attributes can be deduced or figured out from the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are we good so far? صفات الله على نوعين. The attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they fall into two areas. Number one, ثبوتية. Affirmative. Allah affirms. Allah la ilaha illa huwa. Look at this. Al-hay al-qayyum. Allah is affirming that He is ever living. He is the sustainer. Oh. نوع الأول ثبوتية. What He affirmed for Himself of attributes. Allah affirmed, subhanahu wa ta'ala, these attributes for Himself in the Quran. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْبَصِيرُ. هذه صفات A, ثبوتية. He is affirming that I hear and I see. صفات A, ثبوتية, affirmative. The kind of attributes which are affirmed by Allah and His Messenger. The second type, سَلْبِيَّة, negative. What do you mean? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated it from Him. Example, اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala negated that there is other God beside Him. Nafa al-musharaka. Wa tawakkal ala al-hayy alladhi la yamut. Allah negated that He dies. Nafa. Negated, dismissed, I don't die. ليس كمثله, هذا نفي. There is nothing similar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. نفى أن يكون له مثيل في ذاته, أفعاله, أسمائه, صفاته. He dismissed, negated the fact that there is anything, anyone similar to him. Once it comes to his divine essence, that once it comes to his actions of rububiyyah, al-khalq, the creation, the sovereignty, al-mulk, at-tadbir, disposing the affairs of his creation, and once it comes to his names and attributes, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ورد في السنة نفى الله عن نفسه الظلم وما ربك ولا يظلم ربك أحدا. الله negated injustice. يا عبادي, حديث جابر في صحيح مسلم, إني حرمت الظلم على نفسي وجعلته بينكم محرما. I made injustice حرام on me. إن الله لا يظلم مثقال ذرة. الله سبحانه وتعالى نفى عن نفسه الغفلة. الله سبحانه وتعالى negated that he is not paying attention to his creation. فلا تحسبن الله ولا تحسبن الله غافلا عما يعمل الظالمون. Don't you dare think that I don't know what the oppressors are doing. إنما يؤخرهم ليوم تشخص فيه الأبصار. أهو. فإثبات وإيه؟ Affirmative and negative. But once it comes to the negative, يا إخوة, we must affirm the opposite. If I say Allah doesn't die, that means Allah is what? Alive, but what kind of life? Perfect life. A life that was not preceded by death or no existence. حياة لا يسبقها موت ولا عدم ولا يعقبها موت. Maho, look at your life and my life. My life and your life was preceded with what? حياتنا سبقها إيه؟ هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا. Where were you before this world? وهذا يا إخوة دليل, evidence that عيسى عليه السلام cannot be divine. Why? Because نبي الله عيسى was born. He had a beginning. So there was a duration of time that he did not what? سيدنا عيسى جاءه فترة من الزمان لم يكن إيه؟ لكن رب العالمين هو الأول ليس قبله شيء. هو الأول ليس قبله شيء. And also his life is sustained. Of course I really don't want to go into a lot of details because we have a long agenda today بإذن الله تعالى. طيب, let's take examples of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah lahu that. Allah has an essence. عارفين يا إخوة يعني إيه الذات؟ Do you know what الذات is? يعني الذات يا عبد الرحمن؟ ها؟ يعني الذات بالعربي؟ Image. له كونية. But do I know how it looks like? السلام عليكم. Do I know how it looks like? أنا أعرف كيفية هذا الذات. No one knows the greatness of his divine essence but he. يا إخوة, put it in your ear like this. لا يعلم كيف الله إلا الله. Only Allah knows how Allah is. You and me, we cannot comprehend it. We can't. لا تدركه وهو اللطيف الخبير. فالله سبحانه وتعالى has divine essence, but only Allah سبحانه وتعالى knows the greatness of that divine essence. Can someone provide an evidence for me that Allah has an essence? Remember, we said that we cannot attribute something to Allah without what? Huh? Can somebody give me an evidence? ما ورد؟ تفضل. لا, essence. الذات، الحديث عن الذات وليس اليد. We talk about the essence. خبيب بن عدي. When the disbelievers are about to kill him. حديث البخاري, his story. And they placed him on that wall and they shot him with arrows. What did he say? ولست أبالي حين أقتل مسلما على أي جنب كان في الله مصرعي وذلك في ذات الله وإن يشأ يبارك على أوصال شلو ممزعي. طبعا الكلام ده وصل للنبي حتى قال اللهم أخبر عنا نبيك, قرره النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirmed it. He basically made that poem for the brothers, English here. I care less how I die. Basically his story that the disbelievers, they captured him and they killed him. Because he killed one of the disbelievers in the Battle of Badr. So it was like a vengeance. He said, listen, I care less how I die, as long as I die as what? As a Muslim. ولست أبالي حين أقتل مسلما على أي جنب كان في الله مصرعي وذاك في ذات الله. And I'm doing this for the divine essence of Allah. Of course, يا إخوة, when you hear that, I'm doing this لوجه الله, for the sake of Allah, في سبيل الله. What this refers to? الإخلاص. الإخلاص that you're doing what you're doing what? For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فالشاهد, this particular hadith shows you that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam heard this وقررها. وعندك يا إخوة الآية بتاعت الكرسي تتحدث عن ذات الله. الله لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم. فالله سبحانه وتعالى speaks about his divine essence in سورة آية الكرسي, أعظم آية في القرآن. الله سبحانه وتعالى also spoke about his divine essence in what سورة؟ سورة الإخلاص. قل هو الله, الله الصمد means what? He is basically supporting his creation. He is not supported by his creation. هذا معنى للصمد. Another meaning of الصمد, by the way, that he is not made of pieces. هذا الذات, هذا وصف للذات, which negates what the Christians are saying that Allah is the Father, the Son, and the Holy, three in one. لا, Allah is, that's why when we say Allah is uniquely one, uniquely one, one stands by himself, سبحانه وتعالى. Look at this, hear this carefully. Our approach to the divine essence, when we talk about the divine essence of Allah, إذا تحدثنا عن ذات الله سبحانه وتعالى, is very similar to our approach to the attributes. هو نفس الحديث عن الصفات. عند العلماء العقيدة يقول لك إيه, الحديث عن الذات مثل الحديث عن الصفات. We don't know how it looks like. We don't do تجسيم. We don't say it looks like this person. Nor we don't do تعطيل. Nor we say that Allah doesn't have this or doesn't have that. إيه؟ يعني هذا لفظ الحديث. نعم نعم. طيب, الله has a نفس. Now some of you are going, يا شيخ, الله has a نفس زي نفسي. لا يا عم, لا, not like your نفس. Is your essence like the essence of Allah? Huh? Why do you say that his نفس is like your نفس? طيب, first of all, we have to provide an evidence that Allah has a نفس. Huh? Who can give one? Huh? قل لمن ما في السماوات والأرض. Say to them, who owns what's in the heavens and what's in the earth? قل لله كتب على نفسه الرحمة. He prescribed upon himself mercy. وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا فَقُلْ سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةَ نَفْسَهُ. What do you mean by Allah wrote? Anybody knows the explanation of this? Allah wrote mercy upon himself? Huh? Anybody knows what is that? الحديث المتفق عليه حديث أبي هريرة لما فرغ الله من الخلق. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finished the creation, كتب كتابا, he wrote a book, ووضعه عنده فوق عرشه, and he placed it above the throne. What is written in that book, ya ikhwa? إن رحمتي سبقت غضبي. My mercy overcomes or overrides my anger. We want to also say that إثبات النفس, affirming that Allah has a nafs, هو منهج الرسل السابقين, is actually what the messengers before Muhammad preached. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Musa when he came to meeting, to his meeting, وَجِئْتَ عَلَىٰ قَدَرٍ يَا مُوسَىٰ وَاصْطَنَعْتُكَ لِنَفْسِي. You came, ya Musa, to that place, oh, everything was ordained, and I made you for myself. وَقَوْلُ عِيسَىٰ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, and the statement of Isa عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ, لَمَّا يَسْأَلُهُ رَبُّهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him in the day of resurrection, يا عيسى ابن مريم, أو عيسى ابن مريم, أأنت قلت للناس اتخذوني وأمي إلهين من دون الله. Did you tell your people to take you and your mothers as two gods beside Allah? قال سبحانك ما يكون لي أن أقول ما ليس لي بحق, إن قلت قلت فقد علمت, تعلم ما ولا أعلم ما. نثبت ولا لا, ما تقوليش الله doesn't have a نفس. If you say Allah doesn't have a نفس, you fall into تعطيل, عطلت. You have this evidence right here, and then you come and a Muslim, يا شيخ لا, النفس نفسي نفسه, عطلت الصفة. You negated the attribute. ثابت اهو قرآن, ده في السنة, in the sunnah. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في البخاري ومسلم حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أنا عند ظن عبدي بي, I am the way that my servant thinks I am. والحديث in the حديث وفيه, فإذا ذكرني في نفسه ذكرته في نفسي. If he mentions me between him and himself, I will mention him between me and myself. Oh, if he remembers me. The بالعكس, the رب العالمين يحذرنا نفسه. The Allah warns us himself. ويحذركم الله نفسه. والله رؤوف بالعباد. ونفس الله ترضى. And the نفس of Allah gets pleased. حديث ابن عباس في صحيح مسلم عن جويرية بنت الحارث. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left her in the morning doing certain ibadah, certain adhkar, and he returned and he said to her, la zilti ala al-hal alladhi taraktuki alayh, you still doing what you're doing? Laqad qultu arba' kalimat thalatha marrat, I have said four words three times, if you would have better than what you've been doing. What did she say? What did he say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to her? سبحان الله وبحمده عدد خلقه و اهو. يبقى الصفة ثابتة ولا مش ثابتة؟ ثابتة. انت تعطلها انت معطل. If you tell me Allah doesn't have a نفس, انت معطل. You're accused of negating, you're accused of rejecting the صفة. But now don't understand it to be a nafs, of a human being. أنت مشبه. If you think of it like a human nafs, أنت مجسم, أنت مشبه, أنت ممثل. You're liking Allah to His creation. Now, if you try to figure out how the nafs of Allah is, أنت مكيف. نؤمن أن له نفس. We believe that سبحانه وتعالى He has a nafs. لا تشبه أنفسنا. It is not like our nafs. How is it? I don't know. But it's a perfect nafs. نعم نعم. طيب, Allah has a face. نثبتها ولا لا؟ ويبقى وجه ربك كل شيء هالك إلا. نثبت ولا لا أن الله له وجه؟ We affirm that Allah, هو الله ثبوتية, هو أثبت لنفسه الوجه. We must believe that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has a face. ويعني سبحان الله, الإيمان بالوجه هذا يا إخوة, يعني one of the most beautiful things that a person can believe in. But is it like our face? السلام عليكم. Is it, we say سبحان الله, do we know how his face looks like? Should we try? We must believe? Yes, that's our attitude. هذا هو attitude of أهل السنة والجماعة regarding the names and the attributes. هذا هو. نثبت الصفة لا نمثلها, لا نعطلها, لا نكيفها. هكذا. شوف ال, يعني قرأت كلام طيب للشيخ الدكتور الأشقر, أثر الإيمان بالوجه. يعني look at the impact that you believe that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has a face. قصد العمل الصالح بوجهه. That you do what you do for his face. إنما نطعمكم, come on, لوجه الله. Again, I want to stress and say, when I say that الله سبيل الله وجه الله, that refers to what? Sincerity. But why الوجه يا إخوان؟ الوجه, الوجه is the most honorable limb in your body. Your face is the most honorable limb. يعني before you go out, which of your limbs you work on the most? Come on. What? الوجه. ها, يعني سبحان الله, you do this and you do that. ها, ويعني شوف حتى سبحان الله, بلى من أسلم وجهه لله. انت شوف, انت في صلاتنا يا اخوة, our salah, والله the best form of submission that a person can do. That إيه, you place that most honorable face, honorable limb in your body to who? Allah سبحانه, تسليم. هذا هو. ولذلك أقرب ما يكون العبد لربه وهو, and this is the closest you can be to Allah when you what? Because المشكلة بتاعت البني آدم, the problem of the human being, إخوة, arrogance, الأنفة. ويا سلام الأنفة. Because if you do like this, this becomes what? He's walking around like a pharaoh. When you place this in the ground, Allah loves that. قصد الوجه بصالح عملك. Look, أثبتنا لله وجه. We affirmed that Allah has a face. Oh, you're doing something for the face of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. وحديث عتبان بن مالك رضي الله عنه في الصحيحين, إن الله حرم على النار من قال لا إله إلا الله يبتغي بها وجه الله. Allah will make this person haram for fire. Whoever says La ilaha illallah Seeking what? The face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another thing, al-isti'adha biwajhi Allah. That you seek refuge with the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وفي حديث يا إخوة ماتع جميل في صحيح الإمام البخاري في تفسير قوله تعالى في سورة الأنعام. In explaining the verse in Surah Al-An'am, Allah says, قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is able to bring punishment from above you. What did the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? أَعُوذُ بِوَجْهِكَ. Imagine this, that Allah will destroy the Muslims with what? Rain, storm, thunder. Shuf, in the East Coast, ya ikhwa, until now, they haven't even fixed the I don't know if you're aware of this or not. In the East Coast, they had a storm. Until now, they don't even have power. For a half hour, thunderstorm. Stop the whole thing. A'udhu biwajhik. When the Prophet ﷺ says, I seek refuge with your face, Allah accepted. قُلْ هُوَ الْقَادِرُ عَلَىٰ أَنْ يَبْعَثَ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابًا مِنْ فَوْقِكُمْ أَوْ مِنْ تَحْتِ أَرْجُلِكُمْ. From beneath you. اللي هو الإيه؟ الهوريكين. I'm sorry, اللي هو الفولكينوز. اللي هو الإيه؟ الأرض اللي ما بتهتز بيسموه إيه؟ Earthquake. ها؟ النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said what? أعوذ بوجهك. I seek refuge with your face. Allah accepted his dua. شوف, look at the third, يا إخوة. أو يلبسكم شيعا ويذيق بعضكم بأس بعض. Or he turns you into groups and makes you what? قال هذا أيسر. Said this is easier. فالشاهد, or the important thing is that you seek refuge. أعوذ بوجهك. أعوذ بوجهك. That you seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Third, and by the way, this is subhanAllah something that I still remember back in the wilderness in Egypt. كان عندنا الناس اللي بيشحتوا كده. الرجل يجي يقول لك يا شيخي اديني لوجه الله. شوف الشحات, the beggars, they used to come in the countryside where we live. اديني لوجه الله. يقف كده, he's in front of you like this. Give me for the face of Allah. اديني لوجه الله. والله تقف قدامه كده, يا رجل خد يا رجل منك لله, ده آخر اجلي معايا. This is the last bound I have. هو اديني لوجه الله. يقف لك كده in front of you. Give me for the face of Allah. في حديث في جامع الأصول, listen to this, حديث ابن عباس, من سألكم بوجه الله فأعطوه. شوف عارفين السنة, الشحاتين عارفين السنة, they know the sun, the beggars, they know the sun. Whoever ask you using the face of Allah, give him. ومن استعاذكم بوجه الله فأعيدوه. Another thing, يا إخوة, is believing, just to show you that لما تعطل صفة الوجه, when you reject the attribute of the face, look what you miss. الطمع في رؤية وجه الله سبحانه وتعالى, that you hope to see the face of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, يا إخوة, in a similar night like tonight or tomorrow night, the night of the 15th of شعبان, حديث جرير بن عبد الله البجلي في الصحيحين, he was with his companions. فهي looked like this. تعرف the night of إيه؟ The 15th, القمر إيه؟ You're gonna see it tonight or tomorrow night. القمر إيه؟ The moon is what? فهي looked at his companions. هل تضارون في رؤية القمر؟ Do you have any trouble seeing the moon like this? قالوا لا. قال إنكم ترون رب وجه ربكم كذلك. You will see the face of your Lord like this. that you're going to be able to see it clearly without shoving or تضارون هنا يعني ايه no shoving يعني مش ايه بعد مش عارفين لا right here look now فإن استطعتم then he said what look he used this to what make sure that you pray before the sun rises and before the sun sets if you want to see the face of Allah like this make sure that you pray before the sun sets what salah العصر and before the sun rises what salah تب الله عليك if you believe in the attribute of الوجه of Allah are you going to sleep through the time and miss salat al-fajr huh? I'm going to pray fajr because what I want to look at the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala في حديث يا إخوة في صحيح مسلم يعني حديث صهيب الرومي رضي الله عنه the prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم will call upon the dwellers of Jannah يا أهل الجنة O dwellers of Jannah هل رضيتم يا إخوة الله سبحان الله العظيم هل رضيتم شايف يا إخوة شايف الجنة هل رضيتم because sometimes we talk about the جنة to people the people are you happy are you pleased وما لنا لا نرضى ربنا why أنقذتنا من النار you saved us from the hellfire ثقلت موازيننا بيضت وجوهنا وأدخلتنا الجنة why we shouldn't be happy you saved us from the hellfire you made our scale heavy you made our faces beaming in happiness قال I have something better for you ثم يكشف الحجاب then the veil will be removed حجاب الله سبحانه وتعالى إيه يا إخوة حجابه إيه the veil that covers Allah's face is called what النور ورد لفظ النار إن الله لا ينام أهو حديث أبي موسى في صحيح مسلم الله سبحانه وتعالى does not sleep ولا ينبغي له أن ينام and it is not befitting for you to attribute a sleep to Allah يخفض القسط ويرفعه he lowers people brings up others يرفع إليه عمل الليل قبل عمل النهار the deeds of people during the days presented to him before night and the deeds of the people at night presented to him before the day حجابه النور the veil his veil is light لو كشفه لأحرقت سبحات وجهه ما انتهى إليه من خلقه If this, by the way, it's the mercy of Allah that we don't see Allah. يعني out of His mercy that He has that veil, because if we see Him, we'll burn. ما هو لو كشفه, if that veil is removed, لأحرقت سبحات وجهه. The I don't know what سبحات means, but the beauty of His face would burn everything that Allah's sight reaches and Allah's sight. Encompasses everybody. فحجاب الوجه الايه؟ النور. But now, does this veil prevent Allah from seeing us, hearing us? Answer me. لا. No. And what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم saw that night of المعراج was the light. طيب. You want some more attributes? Allah has two hands. Come on, we believe that or not? What is the evidence? وقالت اليهود يد الله مغلولة غلت أيديهم ولعنوا بما قالوا بل يداه مبسوطتان And the Jews said the hands of Allah are cuffed. غلت أيديهم May their hands get cuffed. وَلُعِنُوا بِمَا قَالُوا The hands of Allah are what? Extended. فأثبت لله سبحانه وتعالى إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالْلَّيْلِ حديث أهو ولا إيه ليتوب مسيء النهار في السنة هو ويبسط يده بالنهار ليتوب مسيء الليل ها يد الله ملآ سحا لا يغيظها ما أنفق انظر إليه كم أنفق منذ خلق السماوات والأرض. يبقى نثبت صفة اليد ولا لا؟ نثبت. But it looks like the hands of the human beings. Do we know how it looks like? Should we try? Not with your mind, not with your tongue, not with your hand. تقف. And if Shaitan plays with you, say, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم and move on. هذه عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة في الصفات. If you want to hold the right creed once it comes to the attributes of Allah, this is the right creed. لكن يجي واحد يقول لك يعطل يا أخي عيب يا أخي تقول ربنا له يدين يا أخي يا أخي عيب اختشي يا عم الحاج هو is the essence of Allah like my essence. The in the human in our life you say يد الفرخة the hand of the chicken يد الجمل the hand of the camel يد الدونكي the hand of the donkey يد مش عارف ايه does it look alike اهو does it look هذه يدان لله سبحانه وتعالى is not like our human hands يعني look at the greatness of these hands وما قدر الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة يا الله look at the greatness of this hand with his hand he holds all of earth والسماوات مطويات بيمينه look at the greatness of the hands all of earth and heavens are in his hand That look at, we believe Allah has fingers too. Assalamu alaikum. Do we believe Allah has fingers? Yes, we do. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم كما في حديث عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص إن قلوب بني آدم بين أصبعين من أصابع الرحمن نعطل الأصابع لا but how does it look like? I don't know. Is it human? No, it is not. Should I try to find? No, we should not. Should I believe it? Yes, you must believe it. And look at the greatness of the fingers of Allah. كما في صحيح البخاري ومسلم أبي هريرة narrates A Jewish man came to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال يا محمد He said يا محمد إنا نقرأ في التوراة We read in the Torah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places all of earth in one of his fingers and all of the heavens in the other finger and all of the mountains on the third finger and all of the trees in the fourth finger and the rest of the creation in the fifth finger فضحك النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم حتى بدت نواجده he smiled for this and وقرأ وما قدر الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة as a matter of fact سبحان الله لما إبليس refused to prostrate and bow down to Allah سبحانه وتعالى I'm sorry when Satan refused to bow down to Adam one of the قال يا إبليس ما منعك أن تسجد لما خلقت بيدي what prevented you from prostrating to someone whom I created with my own hand. أهو. ويعني سبحان الله ورد أكثر من حديث أن المسلم والأنبياء والرسل يمجدون الله بيده. يعني الحديث بتاع أبي سعيد الخدري في صحيح البخاري الله will call upon Adam in the day of resurrection يا آدم أو آدم How Adam will answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will say what? لبيك وسعديك والخير في يديك. He responds in a very polite way and he says, and all goodness is in where? In your hands. فتمجيد الله بيده. أهو. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم when he would stand up at night to pray tahajjud, كما في مسلم, he used to say, إذا قام النبي من الليل لبيك وسعديك والخير في يديك. أهو تمجيد الله بيدي. I'm responding to you, Allah, and all goodness is in your hand. Abdullah ibn Umar, his talbiya, by the way, when he used to do talbiya for Hajj, لبيك اللهم لبيك, he used to say what? لبيك وسعديك والخير في يديك. That's the talbiya of Abdullah ibn Umar, رضي الله عنهما. We believe that both of the hands of Allah are what? Huh? كلتا يديه يمين. Both of them are right. How? I don't know. Don't try. How? I don't know. Oh, حديث عبد الله بن عمر في الصحيحين, إن المقصطين عند الله على منابر من نور. Those who are just and fair will be placed on bulbit made out of light in the day of resurrection next to Allah. على منابر من نور على يمين الرحمن, to the right of Allah. Then the Prophet says what? وَكِلْتَ يَدَيْهِ يَمِينَ, and both of his hands are right. Who are those, يا رسول الله؟ قال الذين يعدلون في حكمهم وأهليهم وما ولوا. Those who are fair to يعني once it comes to things which they are placed in charge of. We actually believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created certain things with His own hands. Even so, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كُنْ إِنَّمَا أَمْرُنَا إِنَّمَا أَمْرُهُ إِذَا أَرَادَ شَيْئًا أَنْ يَقُولَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates it. But there are certain things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created with His own hands, made it with His own hand as a reference to its greatness. Adam is one. When the people, hadith al-shafa'at tawil, when the people will come to the messengers and they will go to Adam and they want him to go to intercede for Allah to begin judgment. Ya Adam, anta abu al-bashar, you are the father of humanity. خَلَقَكَ اللَّهُ بِيَدَيْهِ. Allah created you with His own hands. وَنَفَخَ فِيكَ مِنْ رُوحِهِ. What else did Allah create with His hands? هذا الكتاب. When Allah finished creation, in Allah katab, the hadith that I just quoted, then He wrote what? A book. Inna rahmati, my mercy does what? Overcomes what? My what? My anger. What else? What else? التوراه. التوراه. الحديث بتاع المحاجة, حاجة موسى آدم, موسى وآدم, they debated one another. أتقرأ أن الله خلقك بيدي, أتقرأ أن أنت موسى الذي كتب الله له التوراة بيده, وكتبنا له في الألواح. Allah wrote the Torah with His own hand. What else? جنات عدن يا إخوة, Allah سبحانه وتعالى planted its trees with His own hands. طيب. You want some more? نعم. يد الله, هذا يثبت أن لله يد. شوف المعطلة أفواز, look at this, المعطلة اللي بعطلوا هذه الصفة, صفة اليد, يقول لك قوة الله فوق أيديهم, قوة الله فوق قوتهم. يا شيخ, قوة الله هو عايز إيه؟ ينفي الصفة. ما هو أجلس ونالتي نذب, والله دار المسلم وسيء لا إله الله محمد رسول الله, they say this stuff. يفسر القرآن, when he comes to this verse and when he explains this verse, he says, when he want to explain yadullah, he will say what? The force of Allah. إزاي يا عم, you can do this, أهو, you cannot do this. Why? He's shy to affirm that Allah has a hand. Ya Sidi, we affirm that He has a hand, but it's not like a human hand. How does it look like? I don't know. فهذه الآية فواز is an evidence أن لله يد. يد الله, إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله, يد الله فوق أيديهم. Allah has foot.
No.
Yes. Foot? Huh? Assalamu alaykum. Lillahi qadam am la? Assalamu alaykum. Does Allah has a foot or not? Answer me. Yes. What is the evidence? Anybody knows what is the evidence? Dalil. Huh? Anybody dalil? Anybody says no? يَوْمَ نَقُولُ لِجَهَنَّمَ هَلْ امْتَلَأْتِ وَتَقُولُ هَلْ مِن مَزِيدٍ. The hellfire will always say, oh Allah, give me more. I want to burn more. Oh Allah. الحديث البخاري ومسلم حديث أبي هريرة في صحيح البخاري حديث أبي هريرة. Oh Allah, give me more. I'm not. I want more. Oh Allah. Then Allah will do what? ثُمَّ يَضَعُ اللَّهُ قَدَمَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place his feet. Look at the greatness. In the hill, he will place it. Aho. Then the hellfire will say, قط 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 كفاية. That's enough. I'm done. فَيَزْوِي بَعْضُهَا بَعْضًا. It will shrink. فَنُثْبِتْ لِلَّهِ الْقَدَمَ أَمْ لَا. Now does it look like our feet? Come on. Does it? Answer me. Does it? Do we know how it looks like? Should we know? Should we think about it? We must believe it or not. هذه العقيدة في الأسماء والصفات. This is our attitude. يجيك الشيطان, the شيطان comes and tickles you, plays with your head. يأتي الشيطان أحدكم. The شيطان will come to one of you. Who created the heavens and the earth? شيطان tells you, Allah. Who created you? Allah. Then he messes up with you. Who created Allah? قل له امشي يا ابن ال go away امشي. طبعا الرسول لم يقل هذا. هذا تأويل مني. يستعيذ بالله ويقول آمنت بالله ورسوله. I believe. That's it. طيب لله ساق أو لا؟ Does Allah has a shin or no? السلام عليكم. أنصر مية إخوة ماذا في القرآن؟ يوم يكشف عن ساق ويدعون إلى السجود فلا يستطيعون. أهو في البخاري حديث أبي سعيد الخدري. In the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will uncover his shin. Now, is it like our...
Did you say shin or chin?
Shin. ساق. Shin. Shin. Is it the right word?
Yeah, that's the right word.
S-H-I-N?
Shin.
Shin guard. I remembered from soccer. You remember that from soccer? I remember from shin guard. Shin guard. Because when we used to play soccer and then we don't have the shin guard on, I said, hey, shin guard, I'm al hajj. Shin guard. Shafil, subhanallah. Tayyib. Abi Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu reads, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, in the day of resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will unveil, will uncover his shin, and he will command the people to prostrate. Every mu'min and mu'mina, every believing man and woman will be able to prostrate, except the hypocrites. Those who used to prostrate in the dunya for showing off, their back will turn into one solid. He wants to go down. He can't. يَوْمَ يُكْشَفُ عَنْ سَاقٍ وَيُدْعَوْنَ إِلَى السُّجُودِ فَلَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ. شايف القرآن يا إخوة؟ ها؟ شايف؟ القرآن أسماء والصفات وتفسر. فنثبت لله. طيب أين الله؟ Where is Allah? تسأل المسلم الآن يقول لك في كل مكان يا حبيبي كل مكان. لا الله في السماء. طيب when we say Allah is in the heavens, do we mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is contained by the physical dimensions of the heavens? Answer me. لا نقصد العلو. استوى على الإيه؟ على العرش. We mean his highest, his that he's above us. ولذلك إيه, when Allah spoke about عيسى عليه السلام, what happened to him? ومكروا ومكر الله. والله خير الماكرين إذ قال الله يا عيسى إني متوفيك أهو. ما هو يجي يقول لك بعض المسلمين يقول له أين الله، يقول لك يا عم روح أنت you guys are وهابي سلفي يسست الصبر يا عم الحج، ما هو هو النصوص أهو أهو رافعك إليه يصعد إليه يصعد كلم الطيب والعمل الصالح. ما هو أدلة أخرى هو. أأمنتم من بالله عليكم you make دعاء what do you do you do like this you do, أنت فين يا رب أنت فين يا رب في كل مكان ما الله فقه. Did you watch the Euro؟ حتى لا يعلم شيئا. That's why I said did you watch the Euro. You know the Euro؟ You watch the game when they score goals they do what؟ وهو غير مسلم أصلا. He's not even a Muslim. ده في بداية الخلق يعني يعني هذه الآية بتتكلم عن بداية الخلق فالاستواء على العرش نثبتها but you see does I mean let me ask you this does Allah rise above the throne like we rise above the throne first of all what is the definition استوى يعني استوى when I use the word استوى what do you mean by this على واستقر that he rose and he sat هذا هو المعنى بتاع الاستوى على العرش. طب انت لما تشبه ما هو الناس اللي عطلوا صفة الاستواء those who نجيري dismissed that Allah rose above the throne هي ايه مشكلته هو خايف ان ايه يشبه ربنا بالايه he's afraid that he's gonna do what Allah looks like the human that somebody went up the chair and he sat يا عم الحج is the essence of Allah ده حتى فرعون الكافر when the Pharaoh the disbelievers when he wanted to rise to Allah what did he say to Haman يا هامان اجعل لي صرح انت بشر you're a human being you rise with what you must have elevator what they have المكوك ده بيسموه ايه اللي هو you go up there في في discovery one of these things but Allah doesn't need that Allah doesn't need that فنثبت لله العلو سبحانه وتعالى وعلوه لا ينافي قربه does it mean that he's above there that He is not near وهو أقرب إليكم الحبل ولقد خلقنا الإنسان ونعلم ما توسوس به نفسه ونحن أقرب إليه وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني فعلوه لا ينافي قربه being high up there does not mean that he is not near to you نبي صلى الله عليه وسلم when he saw his companions making دعاء قال اربعوا أو اربعوا على أنفسكم فإنكم لا تدعون أصما ولا غائبا الله سبحانه وتعالى is close to you طيب very quickly إن شاء الله let's go over how long we still have 7 minutes طيب إن شاء الله we'll be able to finish very quickly principles regarding the attributes I kind of mentioned them but just wording them number one we affirm everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala affirmed for himself in the Quran and in the Sunnah his messenger in the Sunnah if Allah says I have a hand I have a hand if Allah says I have a face we affirm it لا نعطلها we don't negate it we don't dismiss it we don't say Allah doesn't have
طيب. Also we negate, we deny everything that Allah does not, Allah did deny for himself or his messenger in the sunnah. Another thing that we always mentioned, we mentioned with the names, as sifatullahi tawqifiyyah. يعني توقيفية, you must have an evidence from the Quran or the Sunnah to speak. So that's the third. The fourth, to halt, to stop with regard to vague terms which are not found to be affirmed or denied. يجي واحد إيه يقول لك إيه يضحك معك كده يقول لك إيه الجهة بتاعت ربنا إيه؟ الجهة. The direction. Which direction does Allah say? يقول له عيب. Where this word? Did you find this word in the Sunnah? Did you find it in the Quran? But if you wanna know the direction is, Allah is الرحمن على عرش السماء. But don't use that word. Don't use but words which are mentioned in A and the Quran and the Sunnah. Listen to this, ya ikhwa. To cut off, taqta al amal fi idraak kayfa Allah. You cut off any hope that you can figure out how Allah is. Once it comes to his divine essence, once it comes to his names and attributes, because لا يعلم كيف الله إلا الله. Only Allah knows how Allah is. But we believe Allah has what? And by the way, these attributes, these names, they run in a certain way. I just don't know about it. وبعدين you want to know something, لم يتعبدك الله بمعرفتها. Allah did not ask you to know about it. He did not make it a requirement for you to be a Muslim. Allah did not make it a requirement for you to find out how did Allah rise in the throne. Is it mandatory? Is it like the salah? Is it like hajj, like fasting? ولا تزيد في الإيمان ولا تقدح فيه. It doesn't affect your faith. It doesn't affect it. طيب. The sixth principle, very quickly. Every name confirmed to Allah has an attribute included, but the attribute does not refer to a name. صفات الله كلها عليا أو علا. All the attributes of Allah, the Most High, are perfect, containing no deficiency in any sense at all. I'm going to tackle you with this one. Sifatullah, the attributes of Allah, some of them are pertaining to His that, and some are pertaining to His actions. يعني and maybe in another time we'll explain this. أيوة عبد الرحمن صفات ذاتية أو صفات الذات وصفات الأفعال. طب إيه الفرق؟ What is the difference between the two? صفة الذات you cannot negate it. زي الله البصير. Allah is the seer. Allah has been always the seer. Sifat that. You cannot say that he was not unable to see and now he's able to see. You can. Sifat eh? Lazima. Allah is a creator before he what? Before he created. You cannot say that Allah was not a creator before he created. No, he had a sifa lazima. He's a creator before he created. Are we running out of time, Abdul Karim? Time is up. I have some more quickly, inshallah. It is permissible to seek refuge with some of the attributes of Allah. But to call upon Allah using the attributes, no. But to seek refuge with Allah using the attributes, yes. What is the evidence? قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في وتره اللهم إني أعوذ برضاك من سخطك. الرضا هذه صفة أم لا؟ صفة attribute or no؟ صفة الرضا. الله يرضى صفة الرضا. So you seek refuge with Allah سبحانه وتعالى with the attributes. طيب الكلام في الذات مثل الكلام في الصفات. Talking about the divine essence of Allah is exactly like talking about the attributes of Allah. لا نعطل لا نمثل لا نشبه لا نكيف. Speech concerning some of the attributes is like the rest of the attributes. لأن عندك الأشاعرة يا إخوة الأشاعرة في ناس في المسلمين اسمهم الأشاعرة. For your information, الأزهر for the last 30 years all of his graduates are أشاعرة. All of them are أشاعرة. They teach them عقيدة الأشاعرة. What they do? يعطلون الصفات. They only affirm 7 attributes of Allah. But the rest, they negate it. فأهل العلم يقولون له الكلام في بعض الصفات مثل الكلام في كل الصفات. If you're going to affirm only 7, what is wrong with the rest? You must affirm it as well. طيب very quickly deviating from the straight path with respect to the attributes and the names of Allah. Number one, you call Allah with a name or with an attribute which is not mentioned in the Quran or in the Sunnah. Like the Christians, they call Allah what? They call him what? Al-Ab. منين يا حبيبي جبت الأب هذه؟ يقول لك in the name of إيه؟ The Father. How did you bring this way? فين الأب هذه في القرآن؟ في السنة. Or you call a created being a name or you attribute to him an attribute of Allah. Like the Arabs, they call their idols what? Allat. Allat هذه derived from اسم الله الإله. العزة from what name? العزيز منات from what name؟ المنان. أفرأيتم اللات والعزة ومنات الثالثة الأخرى. Alright. That's enough. Well, with this inshallah, avoid these 4 in order to achieve the belief, in order to achieve the tawheed al-asma wa-sifat. Avoid ta'wil, tahrif, ta'atil, tashbih. And if you want to find out what are those, go back to the lecture and watch it or listen to it again. جزاكم الله خيرا. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك. أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت. أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.